Federal investigators looking into last week's natural gas explosions and fires in the Merrimack Valley are focusing on pressure sensors connected to a gas line. They want to know if those sensors played a role in the explosions that killed one person and forced thousands of people from their homes. More people returned to their homes yesterday, even though it'll probably be weeks before things get back to normal. WBUR's Max Larkin reports from Lawrence.
As the sun rose Sunday, Mary and Richard Brigoli were getting antsy.
I'm glad to go home, but I'm also scared what we might see.
I hope our cat's alive and nobody broke into the place.
Yeah, you and I both on that one. That makes me nervous. I can't wait to get home to my Sunshine. I can't wait to get home to my baby.
The Brigolis live with their 10-month-old cat, Sunshine, in public housing in South Lawrence. That's the part of the city that was evacuated Thursday night, and the power was shut off.
I was getting scared by the minute because it was pitch black.
After hours of waiting, a police officer the Brigolis knew finally picked them up and took them to an emergency shelter at Arlington Middle School on the other side of the Shawshene River. There, the couple spent 3 nights on cots, along with nearly 200 of their neighbors. Richard Brigoli says he saw people get frustrated, even squabble, at the shelter.
I had to stop 4 or 5 fights myself, and I'm not a volunteer, but I got a strong arm.
Officials say they did everything they could to make residents feel comfortable during the 3-day lockout. Lawrence City Councilor Pavel Payano ran the shelter. School was closed on Friday, so he brought in entertainment for kids who might otherwise have been in class.
We had everything from movies. We had people here come in and dance. Last night, we had domino games, bingo games, like, you know, everything to keep people concentrated on something else.
But Payano also understands why some South Lawrence residents are upset. Thursday's explosions and fires were traumatic. And he says Columbia Gas, the company that runs the city's gas lines, responded slowly to the crisis and gave little explanation.
Once the governor declared Eversource as sort of the project manager, I had Eversource individuals here in this school basically asking, hey, what can I do? I didn't have that from Columbia Gas.
Saturday night, Governor Charlie Baker gave the instruction that displaced residents could return home on the following day. So early yesterday morning, the Brigolis boarded a Lawrence school bus headed south. When Richard and Mary Brigoli got back to their apartment, they found it pretty much as they left it. They also found Sunshine the cat, okay, but hungry.
I was so happy to have her in my arms. But we lost over $200 in food in the freezer and the refrigerator.
Their TV was tuned to the news as they sought updates on the recovery. And Richard Brigoli said he'll take part in a claims process this week to ask Columbia Gas to reimburse him for the lost food. Until then, he and his wife will be relying on dry goods and donations.
When a disaster like this happens, the citizens of Lawrence get together and they do the best they can to help.
Even as he said that, clothes and food were piling up at a Red Cross center set up a few blocks away, a sign of the Merrimack Valley's toughness and its neighborliness. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Max Larkin.